Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. It is such an exciting day. Why? Because it's Father's Day. Just think about it. If it wasn't for the fathers, we would not have mothers. We would not have children. So they are a vital part of who we are. Right now, you're listening to the Sound and Session by Daniel Cole the Third. And because he's third, that means he had to be a second and it had to be a first. And it can only happen if what? We have Father. I'm excited to hear words of encouragement from my brother-in-law, Cleo Gomez. So let's just officially welcome you to TDM, to My Deliverance Ministries Sunday Fellowship, and I am just so honored that he is making this sacrifice on his special day to share with all the fathers listening what the Lord has given him to share with us. I want to read a scripture before I let him, because I know he is excited to share with us. He's been studying the word since yesterday, or maybe before yesterday, and the word is in his loins, so he's ready to give it to us. And I am going to come from Psalms, and I believe it is Psalm 52 is where the Lord is leading me to. So hold on, let me just double check. And sure it is. Psalm 52, and I am going to read from the New King James Bible, and I'm only going to read verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 42. And it reads, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" And I'm just going to read verse 3. It says, "My tears have been food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God?" So let me go on to 4, since God is leading me to move on to 4. And it reads, "When I remember these things, pour out my soul within me, for I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the hand of Jordan, for the land of Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill of Mizar. Deep calls unto deep at the noise of the waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. A prayer to God of my, a prayer to the God of my life." I just read to you Psalm 42, verses 1 through 8. For we know that God is with us no matter what we are facing. He is our rock. He is our salvation. He is faithful even when we are not faithful. Amen. So I'm excited again to have Brother Cleo going to share the word on this Father's Day. And let me just say, the voice that you're going to hear after mine is that of Brother Cleon Cleo, I'm changing his name, Cleo Goins, and I'm just going to say happy, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. Now, this time is given unto Brother Cleo. Hello.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? Speak up just a little louder.
Okay. How about now? Do you hear me well now?
Let me just adjust my volume. Hold on. Let me adjust my volume over here.
Yes. I am speaking up.
Wait a minute. I still had my my volume to go up yet. My computer is a little low. So here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. It's on, not you. It wasn't you. It was me. All right.
Okay. Praise the Lord. I thank you for affording me this opportunity on a day that the Lord has given that I can come forth and just share with your listeners a few words about what it is to be a father. I will be coming from a few different scriptures on today, and these are just something to help us along our way. Because what does it mean to be a father? Or why is a day set aside for us as a father when every day, 365 days out of the year, we should be doing our due diligence of being a father? And as we go to the scriptures, we can look at the very beginning when God created us in Genesis 1 and 26. When he said, let us make man in our image. So we know from that standpoint there that we are a created being and to create. And all creations are to give honor and thanks back unto the Lord. And when you have established that as a father, then you know how to go forth. And with saying that, let's turn, if you would, to Proverbs 4 and 1. 4 and 1. Proverbs 4 and 1. And I'm not going to be long. It's just going to be a few scriptures that we're going to deal with and we're going to talk about. And it says, Proverbs 4 and 1 says, hear ye children, the instructions of a father tend to know understanding. So it's incumbent upon the fathers to give instruction unto your children, to give instructions. The Lord put us on this planet to carry out his design and his plan. He was a creative being. He created us, so therefore we can create. And we create after his image, so we know we heirs and joint heirs. So it's our due diligence, again, it's our due diligence to train and to instruct. We are to love our children, train our children, teach our children, correct, and finally, leave an inheritance. So we're going to touch on those. You know, when it says train, it said Proverbs 22:6, and I'm going to travel pretty fast. Just write them down and go back and read them. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he would not depart from it. Therefore, that's telling me that if you put enough of the information or the word of God, not information, but the word of God in him, even in his old age, he knows who to go back to for instructions in every area of his life. And when you do these things, then we're going to get back to the inheritance because it's a domino effect. He's going to teach his child because you is the first male that your child looks up to. He followed the courses or the steps that you take, whether they be good or whether they be bad. But as Christians, as men and women of God, we know that the Bible is our instruction book in teaching us how to walk with our Father because the Lord is the Father of us all. So we are to train up a child or our children or as many as you have a child in the way that he should go. How should he go? He should go in the way that the Lord have directed you, and you direct him to go down that same path, because it is a path that sometimes you have to walk along. But once you learn how to walk along, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, because the light is Jesus Christ. And you're walking towards him, you don't need a whole lot of people with you in your walk unless they are like-minded. Because it says, how can two walk in agreement, two walk together unless they agree? So therefore, we need to agree with the word of God, and the person that you're dealing with need to agree with the word of God. So we are to train our children and teach them. Teach them as you read through the scriptures, because I'm fairly certain that the ones that's tuned in tonight are biblical scholars, and they look in the first beginning, the Bible was passed down, and it was given from mouth to mouth if you're a Mr. School. So everybody know you're getting teaching. Sit down and teach and understand what the word of God is saying. Now, here's one that a lot of fathers and mothers and whoever would say, it's the correction part. The correction part. And that's Proverbs 13 and 24. And he said, if he that spared his rod hated his son, but he that loveth him chastiseth him three times. That does not mean just when you feel like to go out here and beat your child into submission, or beat him without just cause or reasoning or things of that nature. This is a rod of correction to correct him from those things that he is doing wrong and to bring him back in right. But now, make sure that when you chastising your child, you are sparing not the rod, you've given him a reason and he should understand why. Because also, fathers, do understand this. Yes, you are to spare not the rod, but it also says in Ephesians 6 and 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. So, don't just get all wild and out of character and out of context because you feel in some kind of way when it comes to that portion of the scriptures and say, okay, I'm not sparing the rod. It's more to it than that. Because as fathers, we are to teach, we are to love, we are to train, we are to correct. These are the things that we are to do for our children. These are the things. Now, the father, he's supposed to be a strong man. And now, not only when you are dealing with the children are you a father, but you are dealing with your wife. So your children need to see how you treat her as well as all that's in the house, because you are a representation of God. You're standing there and you are teaching, you are leading, and you are pointing back to God, and we know that God is love. God is love. Throughout the Bible, he's constantly forgiving, chastising, forgiving, and bringing everybody back in because he loves all. So it is our responsibility, because now it says, hear ye, children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. It says, for I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. Now, what we have here, the father's giving good instruction. You attend to no understand what it is said, because he is giving you good doctrine or good letters of the law that you should follow in order to have a successful life. Now, when we talk about inheritance, a lot of people think that I'm going to leave land, cars, houses, and things of that nature. Yes, you leave that because, yes, you want your child not to have to struggle. But the most important inheritance that you can leave your child is the word of God. Money, clothes, gold, cars, land, all that will fade away. When you leave here, you take none of that with you. But if your father has done his due diligence and instilled the word of God in you, that is an inheritance that you would go see your heavenly father, that you can receive your reward. Because in his house is many mansions. But you have to be taught, instructed, and led on to how to get to that inheritance. And in order to get to that inheritance, fathers, we must step out and be men. Any man can go out and make babies and say, I'm a dad. But very few can say, I'm a father. Because it says, our Father which art in heaven, thy kingdom come, our Father. We see the sacrifice that our Father, our Heavenly Father, has made for all of us. We should be able to do the same for our sons and our daughters. We should be able to stand in between the gap to protect them physically and spiritually. Sometimes it's easy to protect them physically because you know you're not going to let no harm come to your child. You see them falling, you will catch them. But that's in the natural realm. But we need to talk about the spiritual realm. If you see them doing something that would cause their soul not to rest with the Lord, then we still yet need to catch them. Because that's our job as fathers. They set aside one day out of the year, they take you out to McDonald's or wherever. The mothers, they get the good days. You know, they get the steakhouse and all that. We'll get the McDonald's and things of that nature. And they say, well, happy Father's Day. Here's a pair of socks or a tie. But it is our job to be the provider physically and spiritually so. That is the job of fathers. Fathers is not just a word that you use loosely. It's not when you have a child tie a pair of sneakers around your little mirror, little pair of booties and ride around. But it's this time that you spend in the word of God that teaches you how to conduct yourself, how to train your child, how to nurture, show him love, and how to teach him to do those things that you're doing because you are following after our Heavenly Father. That is the role of fatherhood. The role of fatherhood is to teach your child to read the Word of God. It should not be that they have to look outside of the house to see a man reading the Bible. It should not be that they should have to look at TV or anywhere else to see a man pray. If you are a father and you say you are a strong man, pray in front of your children. Teach them the word of God. Because it is incumbent upon us to love, train, teach, correct, and leave an inheritance for those that we say we love. You say you love your children, train them that way. You cannot hear me? Hello? Am I not being heard? Hello, Sister Peachy? Hello? Call Peachy. She can hear me. Yeah, call her. Let me see this. I was on. Let me.
Ask Nikki to hear.
All right. All right. Thank you guys for your patience.
Is him? He's been dropped again. All right, you guys, just go ahead and continue. I know you're excited. You want more. You want more. I'm going to tell you, he took us back to the beginning. He said it began in Genesis 1:26. It says, let us make man in our own image. So as a father, you are made in the image of God. And and you know, anytime God has something for us, Satan is always interrupting or trying. But we know he is a defeated foe. Okay, I see him.
Can you hear me now?
All right. I can hear you. We already said that Satan was a defeated foe. You've been giving us some good meat. It's like it's hot off the grill.
I everybody got as much of what I said as possible. I thank you for affording me the opportunity. I thank my sister-in-law, Lumber Dilly. I thank my sister-in-law for the opportunity of speaking.
Hold up. Now, you can't be done.
Oh, well, let me drive on then. I thought I didn't know if how much time or whatever.
We don't want just a piece of the rib. We want all of the rib.
Okay. Well, I'll go just a little bit farther, because you know this here it is a good topic, because you know we as men, we only get a little bit of time, but you know, whatever. But it says right here, let's look at John 3, chapter 1 and 4. It says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. There is no greater joy for a father, or there should be no greater joy for a father to hear that his child is walking in the truth. Admonition of the Lord. Not no basketball game, football game, or nothing of that. But when that you hear that your child is walking upright as a man and a woman of God, that is a great joy, because you know then that no matter what comes at them, because you was the father and you used the word of God that you have hid in your heart that you shall not sin against him, and you have taught your children that, you know that the inheritance that you have left for your children and your children's children and your children's children is yet still going to stand in place, because you have done your due diligence. Like I said at the very offset, we were created in the image of God. He created was for him. And if we was created for him, then it is our responsibility that when we have children, is to get them right back in line to give honor and worship to our Father, our Heavenly Father, which is their Heavenly Father. Because at the end of the road, we're all going to be heirs and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. So with saying that, a father, as I said before, is more than one that walk around at the game. It should be to the point that your children should love to sit around the table and talk the Lord with you. Talk about scriptures. Talk about the challenges that they have came across and how the Lord has brought them through. And how they know the Lord has brought them through? Because you as a father has set the example, and they have looked at you as you walk in the Word of God. And have you talked to the Lord, have you prayed before the Lord, have you went to the Lord with every petition, and they've seen how he had operated in your life, how he had blessed you. Because he said he will withhold no good thing from those who do his will. He would not. He was not. He said, because wisdom and all that, it comes from the Lord. Everything that you will ever receive in life comes from the Lord. Yes. And this has been my spiel today. I know I'm not long in it, but I'm excited. I thank the Lord that, again, like I said, Peachy or Siobhan has afforded me the opportunity to talk to the men and the women. And remember, it is incumbent upon men to love, train, teach, correct, and leave an inheritance for the Lord. And the only way that you know how to do that is that you've been guided by the Word of God. Take time out, men, to read the Bible. Take time out to pray. Grab your son by the hand. Grab your daughter by your hand. Go down on bending knees and pray. You want to show me a strong man? Show me a man that will pray with his family. Show me a man that will teach his child in the way that it go. Because I'm telling you now, when you can look and see that all your children are saved and doing those things that will preserve their soul and keep them from damnation, when you get old and you're no longer here and you know it's time to go in glory, you can go head on knowing that you have done your job and that you will see your child again one day. I thank you. God bless you. May heaven smile upon all of you. That's it.
Thank Peachy. You so much, Dad. I mean, when I tell you, you have given us so much wealth, so much information, and you gave us scriptures to back it up. And it's one thing, and I've said it often, it's one thing to be able to quote scriptures, but can you live those words that you quote? You know, we should always allow the word to live in us, and we live the word. And I'm not saying this because of you being my brother-in-law, but I can say over the years, I've seen you live these words because I see it demonstrated in your children, in my nieces, and my nephew. So I'm grateful. I'm just overjoyed with you just sharing with us exactly what we need. And all I could think of is a grill. You know, because when you started off with, you know, going back to the beginning in Genesis, I see the hot dog going on the grill. You know, but when you started talking about all the things that a father is supposed to do, you know, and giving us scripture to go behind it, train, teach, instruct, lead, you know, inheritance. I saw the ribs. I saw the thick. You know, all I saw was meat, 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 and the meat was tender enough for us to eat it, but filling so that we won't go hungry. And I thank you because it's so important, not just, you're not just talking to the men, but when you say that, you know, the children need to see how a father takes care of the wife, that says volumes right there. And so that's why I said it's for the women as well that are listening and those that will listen to the broadcast. So you'll know, especially those that are looking to be married,
you know, if he don't take care of his mama, I don't need to say no more. He's not going to take care of you. And he's not going to take care of those kids because he don't know how to take care of his mama. So he didn't get the training, you know?
Yes, yes.
So I just thank you. I thank you. Do you want to say a word of prayer for the men? And I'm thinking about the young men who may not be fathers, or even those that are seasoned who are not fathers, just to give them that word, give them some encouragement, to give them some hope, because I know it may seem like a lot, like a big responsibility, and we only give you one day, and that's June, what's the day, June 20th or June 21st, wherever that third Sunday fall on, you only get that one day, but I believe the role of a father is not acknowledged enough, because you are the head. You know, it's the father, our heavenly father, and then it is the earthly fathers that have so much responsibility, because you do have to pray. You got to pray and cover your family. So it's a lot, but we don't acknowledge that. But if you can just pray for the young men, and I won't say young men, but just men in general.
Yes. Father God, I give you thanks for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I also thank you, Father God, for the authority that you have given upon us, or given to us, Father God, to do your will, to call those things and not as though they were. I thank you for the men, Father God, who has listened, Father God, because you know that you have given us the power, the ability, the understanding and knowledge to carry out and do your will. I thank you right now for those men who's leading on the fence. Do I or do I not want to become a father? Know that there is no greater joy tend to be a creative being, because we were created to create, to add another soul into God's kingdom. Father God, we thank you right now. We bless you. We call your name holy. We call you righteous, because we know there's no other God other than you. We thank you for empowering us to be the men and the fathers that you have designed us and desire us to be. We thank you for allowing us to be able to walk upright, to be able to set forth and pray, Father God. We thank you that we understand and know that we may not be right all the time, Father God, but as long as we walk with you, we may stumble, but we shall never fall. We thank you right now. We thank you for the women that's listening to take the place and to stand in the gap until we get ourselves together, because we know at all times, Father God, everyone is your child. We thank you. We bless you. We thank you for this podcast. Right now, we pray for it, that souls will come asking, what must I do to be saved? We thank you that you have touched someone, Father God, that was leaning one way, but now decided to go another way, and that way they're going us towards you. We thank you. We take no glory, but all the glory is given unto you, that all things are in your hand, and we have no power of our own, but the power that you give us to accomplish those things that you desire for us to do on this earth. We give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I just need to say to you, I thank God for you pouring into us on this Sunday afternoon. I thank God for your willingness and your obedience to share. But as you were speaking, and especially when you were praying, I just have this to share with you, that the Lord dropped in my spirit that this is just the beginning of the things that you will be doing. Excuse me. You will be sharing more with the men. You will be sharing the wisdom that God has given you, even those things that he's spoken to you in private, that you don't see it, but
He has already prepared you for it, for the doors to be open, because they are hungry men that are listening and they're waiting and they're ready to receive not the nonsense, not the fluff, but just how you delivered, plain, simple, that even a child can understand. So I bless God for you, and I pray that you have the remainder of your evening just full of joy and full, hallelujah, of just laughter, because I'm telling you, God is pleased with what you did on today. He's very pleased.
Thank you.
And I can't see because my computer is acting up, but for those that always are sending in prayer requests, do go ahead and continue to do that. My blog talk is acting up, but you can Facebook me. You can also send it through the Skype, and I'll make sure Brother Cleo receives those prayer requests, and he will pray over them, because I do believe God has given him the anointing today, that whatever prayer request comes in, he has the key to unlock that prayer request for you. So you just send them in to me. I will give it to his wife, who will text it to him, and he's going to pray. And I just want you to believe, because we know with Jesus, nothing is impossible. He specializes in the impossible. He's always looking to do miracles. And most importantly, he's looking for you. So I thank you, and I thank all the callers that called in earlier and got dropped because my computer was dropping calls. I do thank you. And join us again on next Sunday for our Sunday fellowship. And next Sunday we will have Elder Williams, who will be talking on the altar. So thank you so much, my brother-in-law, and I will see each and every one of you. Remember, the safest place to be in the world is in the will of God. Until the next time, shalom.
Amen.
Good time.